What about, as long as you bring that up, what's your vision of the anemia of chronic disease? And do you think that that would respond to this? And if so, what kind of impact do you think this would have?
That is an area of great interest because, as you know, in anemia of chronic disease, what became clear during the last few years is that the iron utilization is wrong because the iron is not released from the macrophages and is not utilized by the bone marrow. So the bone marrow goes through some ineffective erythropoiesis, and I believe that it could be an area to explore with this kind of treatment. And of course, in terms of, let's say, disease impact, I mean, the anemia of chronic disease is one of the major causes of anemia. But I want to mention, because of your audience of oncologists, that one of the very interesting setting is myelodysplasia. There are very interesting results in MDS. Data have been already published for phase 2, and they also completed the phase 3 trial, and the results are amazing, especially in a subset, the sideroblastic anemia.
So I was just thinking, I'd love to come visit your clinic. Probably any physician in the United States or outside of the thalassemia world would really find it interesting to see all the patients that you see.